This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Triple-digit temperatures and a shift in winds could hamper firefighting efforts this weekend as the mercury rises and the winds shift offshore. That will mean more smoke over coastal areas pulled in from the wildfires burning to the east and north. Residents in Curry County, Oregon, got a bit of reprieve this week as cooler temperatures and a shift in the wind allowed many evacuated residents to return home. The fire danger is still immediate, however, and yesterday the City of Brookings and the Curry County Sheriff's Office issued a Level 1 pre-evacuation alert for residents in the city and surrounding areas. The alert means that residents should be aware that the danger exists and to monitor local news outlets and official channels for any updates or changes in fire behavior. The City of Brookings has already instituted strict water conservation orders to conserve water, and the new school year has been delayed until after Labor Day due to fire impacts. Caltrans performed one last major piece of work at the location of the slide that closed down Highway 101 north of Leggett last winter. Yesterday, a helicopter assisted by crew members who rappelled down the hillside installed metal mesh fencing over the repaired hillside. Caltrans closed the highway for about 45 minutes yesterday afternoon while the operation was underway, and you can view amateur video of the work shot by a stopped motorist on the Caltrans District 1 Facebook page. There is one other piece of news of interest from Caltrans. The agency has made it official. After more than 50 years of warning California drivers they were drifting out of their lane, the agency will no longer use BOTS dots, the plastic reflector pavement markers that rumble when run over by a vehicle. Citing maintenance costs, the fact that the dots last only about 6 months on heavily traveled roadways, and the risk posed to workers when replacing the dots, Caltrans will now use thermoplastic striping that is brighter and will last about 6 years before it needs to be replaced. Arcata Police Chief Tom Chapman issued a public letter this week that addressed the violence seen in Charlottesville, Virginia earlier this month. The city and the police department have scheduled a community event for October. The Not in Our Town movement is aimed at reducing racially driven violence, and Arcata police officers will undergo additional fair and impartial policing training for its officers and supervisors. Calling the march in Charlottesville an act of domestic terrorism, Chapman said we must address these issues head-on to make Arcata an inclusive and safe place for all to live. The family of 24-year-old Eureka resident Bradley Joseph Still is asking for the public's help in locating the missing man, who hasn't been seen since mid-July. Still is a white male adult, 6'1", 160 pounds, with tattoos on both arms, as well as a pierced nose and ears. The family has placed posters around town and posted to social media as well. Anyone with information about Bradley Still is asked to contact authorities. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.